Well, it gives me great pleasure, really, to be here today. I was saying to Ken and to Tilo earlier that coming here evokes very pleasant but some unpleasant memories for me, because I took all my exams here. and certainly some of those memories are what we call visceral memories. And the last time I was in this hall was when I came for my fellowship here, so great pleasure to be back, and it's fantastic to see so many people here. Now, talking about Parkinson's, particularly in an area which our chairman explained just now, I think has been largely marginalized for many years, was really a big challenge for me, and I must be thankful to many of my colleagues at the four institutions that we are sort of working between now to sort of help and develop our groups, particularly colleagues at Maudsley Hospital, Professor Richard Brown, for instance, is a very close collaborator with all our work. Here, guys, Professor Peter Jenner, again, a very close collaborator. And the whole sleep centres and laboratories at St. Thomas's Hospital. So all of these people have played a key part in the sort of work that I will discuss, and hopefully you'll find interesting. So I'd like to start off with a slide, which I think some of you will be familiar with. And I think the whole point of this talk really is what I think is now a time has really come for us to really reevaluate what do we mean by Parkinson's disease or the symptom or a syndrome of Parkinson's. And I think to many, the key and the core concept is that it is a condition where if we look at the slices from the lower part of the brain, midbrain, this is the substantia nigra, and that's nicely melanized, which is partly indicative of dopamine. Here we have somebody with Parkinson's, and you see the disappearance of the dopamine. So to majority, what it would mean is that Parkinson's is a condition marked by deficiency of dopamine within the nigral system, and you can pick that up in real life by doing DAT scans. Here is somebody who has a normal DAT scan. You can see the ligand binding to the coma-shaped basal ganglia, but here you have somebody with Parkinson's, and you can see you've lost the tail on that side. So all very clear-cut in that sense. Dopamine loss, as indicated by that, particularly in the pars compacta of the substantia nigra. So that's the classical view. And if we look at some cartoons in terms of how this translates to real life, we see here we have the substantia nigra I just showed you. This have the nice dopamine-containing neurons projecting into the striatum, basal ganglia, producing a movement state generated by the receptors, and that's a sort of normal state facilitating our movements in a normal situation. If you're hit by Parkinson's, then these pathways will degenerate. That will shift this balance to an untreated state, and that would reflect on the slowness, which is thought to be the hallmark of this condition, bradykinesia, and other things that go with it, for instance, tremor. How do we counteract that? Well, we give people dopamine replacement. Dopamine replacement is not specific to this pathway, so it'll affect the whole brain. So in fact, dopamine replacement would lead to pulsing dopamine through the brain, whether you give it as levodopa, whether you give it as a dopamine agonist, which are more specific to dopamine receptors, but again, they will be distributed to dopamine receptors all across the brain, and that will then lead to a level, activity level such as this, rather than what you ideally want is restoration of this to that. How does that clinically translate? Well, I've got some videos. For instance, here we have somebody demonstrating the first stage, that's that stage, manifested by the tremor and facial impassivity. So the facial expression has become quite impassive. And the person with Parkinson's here is describing various other symptoms that goes with it. If we look at another patient, here we have somebody who's got young onset Parkinson's. This gentleman is 43 years old and came to us complaining of, as you will see in a minute, a tremor largely in his right side. And you'll see the slowness in a minute. You'll see a bit of tremor coming out to this, what we call overflow tremor. And then you'll see the profound bradykinesia, the slowness, the very great difficulty in doing finger movements, for instance, the pauses that he's having. And that's all reflective of this state and this degeneration. However, 1961, with the Arvind Carlson's Nobel Prize-winning discovery of dopamine and dopaminergic drugs, have been able to revolutionize this, because in a minute you'll see the same gentleman, after he's had now a shot of apomorphine, which is a dopamine replacement therapy, he has been pretty much back to normal. So the movement side of things can be normalized pretty much very effectively at a reasonably early stage of the condition. However, because of the treatment that's pulsing through the brain, we also have developed other problems. Reflective of this is